Shalom lekulam, chodesh tov. Have a great month of the month of Sivan, and hopefully everything that's going on in the Middle East will be a little bit better. And I feel the pain of the people who live in Israel, the people who live in Tel Aviv and Lod and northern part of Israel. Very, very sad what has been done to you. And very sad that the whole world is not even trying to condemn the action, because as we all know right now, the universe changed already 5 years ago, actually 7 years ago, when the victim mentality become the winner. The underdog is always the winner. This is sad. And can we change it? Well, it's very difficult to change it, because when a person suffers a little bit, then he collect more miserable people, and then more miserable people will complain, and then in the name of misery, you're allowed to kill everybody in Tel Aviv, you know? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, and if this message is clear to you, but we have to start sticking to Israel and take a side with Israel, because what has been done on the other side is wrong. And what has been done with all the story that you see on some of the news with the anti-Semitic people, it is wrong. And normally I'm not taking a side, because I don't like things that connect to politics or religion, but I have to say something here which is wrong. I mean, of course, Israel have nothing to lose. I mean, they're doing very economically, it's one of the number one country in the world. So there is nothing that they got to lose. They're just growing up. I mean, they can teach the people in Gaza how to have a good life. They have beautiful beaches there. I was there. Beautiful. The whole place. But when you are a victim, you always see what you don't have and how the other person do better. How is that connected to this month of Sivan, and what can we do about it? Well, the month of Sivan, if we read from Bnei Yisachar, which is Bnei Yisachar, as we know, he has a chamber in heaven just for writing this book. And he's taken from the book of Yetzirah, from the book of formation, and he writes like this: Tziruv Avaya. Every month you have the different Yud Kevavken, different Tachagamatim. Shelach Chodesh Aveh, U Yud Vav Hei Hei. The way you write the name is Yud Vav Hei Hei. I don't know the name of the angel of me, so forgive me for that. Yotze mi pasuk yedotav letzel ha-mishkal ha-shenit. And we know that when you have the Hei Hei together, like in Taurus, it's very important, because that's when Malchut and Bina talking to each other. And בחודש השלישי לצד בני ישראל, and we know the most important thing that happened in this month is the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah, and everybody has a choice to receive it or not. But giving happened in this month. ביום הזה באו. הנה ביום הזה משמע לשלול זמן אחר, רק היום הזה היה מוכן לכך. Meaning, what is that giving of the Torah? It's not giving of the Torah from an intellectual point of view, because a lot of time we're thinking that Shavuot, or the holiday of Shavuot, or the month of Sivan, is about the Torah, and we become smarter. The Torah has power. For example, if you want to change yourself, and you try to change yourself, that's ego. Spiritual person take the Torah, study Torah, and through the study, the light that revealed through the study, that light can change you. But if you try to change on your own, that's an ego trip. I mean, how can you change? Do you know anybody who try to overcome something and change? I don't. And I'm sure there is many methods of change, and many people promise you change. Hypnotherapy is good, but hypnotherapy basically connect to your subconscious mind, and through that you create some change. But when we're talking about essence of change, change of your soul, it has to be through the Torah. So when the Torah was given in this month, it means to us that this month we can create a change. This is great news for all of us. But we need to understand how do we do the change. So Book of Formation writes like this: Imlich Ot Zayin, the letter that controls this month, letter Zayin, is controlling Gemini. What is letter Zayin control? Iluch, walking. Kashar lo Keter, as crown. And then we have Gemini. Veregel small, Banefesh, and it's the left leg. Where was the right leg? In Nisan, in Aries. That's why it's called Pesach, Pasach. Pasach meaning, Pisach means somebody who doesn't have leg. Pasach also means to skip, because if you have one leg, you skip. So the second leg has been created this month between Aries to Gemini. עניין לפי זה תבין גם דקדוק ביום הזה, להיות היום הזה עם לכאות זין בהילוך, על כן ביום הזה דייקה, בהילוך אל התורה, כי יום זה מסוגל לכך. So the idea is to walk toward the Torah. וירצה עוד, ביום הזה מתחיל לתת מזל תומים. כן, ביום הזה דווקא נעשו עם הקודש באחדות עם קונם, גבר חל תומים. Why do we call this sign twin or Gemini? The idea that we're supposed to achieve an affinity with the Creator in this month. So in this month, we're supposed to achieve cleaving, dvekut, with the Creator. Whatever we do, we have to see if that connects us to the Creator. So let's fully understand what do we need to do in this month. And how do we need to behave in this month? Well, normally Gemini people are suffering from only one tikkun. It's called doubts. They're doubting themselves, they're doubting God, they're doubting people. They're doubting everything. You know, similar to Libra. You know, the duality of doubt. Pisces also have duality, but it's a little different. So Gemini have to learn to have certainty. When Gemini have certainty and they're sure of themselves, sure of God, sure of people, things work for them. Because then they create an affinity with what the Creator is. What is the Creator? Leader. What is the Creator? Create. What is the leader? What is the Creator? Certainty, not uncertainty. Everything is known to the Creator, so it's very easy to have certainty when you know what's going to happen tomorrow. If you would know what's supposed to happen tomorrow, no, not believe. No, of course you're going to have a certainty today that it's going to happen. But Gemini, I mean, human being, they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And for that reason, Gemini has to be connecting themselves. They must. If a Gemini is not spiritual, they're miserable. They're just miserable. Because they try to complete the lack that they have to other people. But the Gemini who's spiritual know that the connection happened by me having an affinity with the Creator. For that reason, Gemini has the biggest potential to be spiritual if they pass through the doubts. But Gemini could be the less amount of spirituality and against spirituality, against the method of being more spiritual or meditate, because they're going to doubt everything and they're going to be right. So whatever the Gemini doubt everything you say, or whatever they don't doubt everything they say, they're right. Because when they doubt, they bring intellectual knowledge and information why this is wrong. But when Gemini want to elevate themselves, it's easy for them. It's the easiest sign to be spiritual. So if you want children, make sure always they're born in the sign of Gemini, because those people have the biggest chance to become spiritual if they pass through the doubts of themselves, God, and people. Don't forget this. So, and we know that in the time of Gemini, the Israelites achieved the first time ever to become one. So it's a very, very important to start slowly, to understand what Gemini is. Now, the question that I'm sure you're asking, we are not Gemini, not everybody is Gemini. How can we use this month to achieve that powerful energy that exists? Because God is offering us from tonight, God is telling us, hey, listen, I'm going to give you an energy that you can become like me. You know, we were created in the image of God. Tzelem Elokim bara otanu. So we're supposed to be Gemini. What is Gemini? Twin of the Creator. The same as the Creator. Now, if you take the word Creator and you use the opposite of the word Creator, what you shouldn't be doing, as I explained in Kabbalah Jim, is reactive. If you be reactive or you be creative. Either you become creative or reactive. Some people use the word proactive. I like more the word creative. Why? Because proactive, it's a little bit passive. You don't have to do a lot. You're just not reacting to something. Or you're proactive, meaning you start something. But most people, when they listen to that word, get confused. So let's use the word creative. So let's think about creative. Let's think about situation. You know, you are... you're a customer and you ask people to come fixing the phone line in your house or the Wi-Fi. And you know how it works today when you ask for somebody to ask for Wi-Fi. You know, they bring you people that didn't go to Harvard without insulting them. Most of them didn't go to Harvard. Maybe some of them did. But you know what I'm saying. So they're a little bit uneducated. They don't like the job. They hate the job. They're lazy. Okay? Everything about them is how can I do less of what I'm supposed to be doing for that guy? So they will have to come back. And then a different guy will come back. Or a different girl will come back. It's never going to end. The service job in the last 7 to 9 years is getting worse and worse and worse because people don't want to do that job. I wasn't very highly educated. I'm not super smart educated. In one point in my life, I had to clean some street. clean the garbage can. That's what I used to do for a living. But I knew that's my job. That's where I belong. I know the doctor belong where the doctor belong. I mean, that's, it didn't make me less. I enjoyed that part of my life. I enjoy every part of my life. My mom teach me a great lesson. They say, whatever job you choose that make you money and give you money for a living and you don't steal, you did well. So it's always good. So why is that related to this month of Gemini? What can we learn? What will be a bad behavior in the month of Gemini when we become reactive? What will be the most reactive person? Let's think together. Who is the most reactive person? So let's go back to the story. So we have the cable guy or we have the phone line guy. All of a sudden you tell them, hey, listen, you already came 3 times and nothing got fixed. And they look at you and say, hey, ever happened to you? How dare you talk to me in that way? And all of a sudden it's your fault and they are okay. I don't know if that ever happened to you. So we call that situation, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon called this situation 3,000 years ago. On few things, there is chaos coming to the world. On few things. That's King Solomon, I trust him. And it say, Evet ki imloch, ve'shivcha ki tirash girta ra'asha haaretz. It say that all problems happen in the world because a servant who tried to become a king or a maid who tried to become a queen. What is the hidden meaning here? I mean, I don't need to tell you, in the last 3 years, every person think they are the king and the queen. I mean, those of you who live in LA know what happened in Santa Monica. Some kings and queens came and broke the windows and stole all the Apple computer and stole all the thing because the king and queen, I mean, they're allowed to do it, right? I mean, that's the way you see it. Or you see it from different point of view. A person is acting like a victim. A person say, they cheated me, they took from me, they took advantage of me. They did all of that. When you think like that, that's called reactive behavior. When you think, what can I do about it? That's called creative idea. To have a twin soul with God and to be announcing that you were created in the image of God, you have to act according to be creative. That's what Gemini is about. That's what this month is about. You have to find different way for you to activate the angel of this month, to put the Binah and Malchut together. Those of you who know the code Vayelchush Deem Yachdav, it's about Ruth and Naomi that we're speaking about them in Shavuot, and I will speak about them in Shavuot. Whoever want to come, I'm going to give a short lecture. I will explain that Vayelchush Deem Yachdav, they both walk together, mean the 2A walk together. The 2A is supposed to be like twin together, no different between Bina and Malchut, but there is condition for that. You can be a victim. You can blame the universe for what's going on to you. You got to do something about it. If you don't have money, maybe you need another job. Maybe you have 2 jobs to do. You know, when I was young, growing as a Sephardic Jew, I didn't know that much from a first point of view about the Holocaust. I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish school, yeshiva kind of a school, of Holocaust survival teacher. So all of them were Holocaust survivor. And most of the time, when we do an event, they cry. I didn't understand why they cry. But one of them, his name is Mr. Reiner. Never forget his name. Mr. Reiner, he has his numbers on his arm. I don't know if you understand that, meaning he was in the camp. And Mr. Reiner was our educator, and he also was a carpenter. And instead of feeling bad for himself, and I'm mentioning him because he was Gemini, instead of feeling bad for himself, he was busy teaching us, the kids, how to learn profession as a carpenter. And then he educated us about life. I remember that one of the kids stole something. And he said, I don't want to know who steal it, but please, you know, tomorrow or the day after, just come, and in those days it was no camera there, and just put it in a bag next to the door, and nobody need to ask who put it and why they put it there. And he teach me a lot of lessons. He teach me also how to build tables, how to build furniture, how to build chairs, and in the same time he teach you life. And I was not thinking about him. I mean, he has all the reason to cry, blame, the Nazi, what they did to his family, what they did to everything. He has the right to scream and yell and be angry. Instead of it, he chose a way of being creative and creating furniture and teach the kids how to have better life. It's unbelievable. So when you see people who are, you feel bad for them, and I'm telling you, and I know saying it will upset you and you will never listen to me, but maybe if you be open-minded, open the brain and understand the biggest problem, and I'm looking at the camera directly and I hope you see my eyes, the biggest problem of this universe right now in the last 7 to 9 years based on astrology is the victim mentality. Now you have to check, maybe me, you are part of that and we don't even know, because that disease is more contagious than the COVID-19. I repeat again, the reason there is chaos in the world, the reason there is chaos in the government, the reason there is chaos in every city in the world right now, because we are cared too much about the victim mentality brain, and we serve it well. So when people start crying to you for all the problem, what do? You have your chance to be a leader. How? By helping that victim, right? Very easy. I'm hungry. I didn't eat for 2 days. What the first thing you want to do? Give them a sandwich. How easy it is. Now you have ego that you're special. They are happy they got a sandwich. Everybody's happy. You're wrong. You just help somebody not to be creative. You just help somebody to be reactive. Yes, charity is important. Yes, helping people is important. But why don't we help people to get out of the victimization? Out of the victimization. What's the next thing the person going to do? Break another window in Santa Monica? Shoot another girl in a school? In the name of poor me. In the name, nobody respect me. I went to the DMV. Wait in line. I have a Zohar with me because I'm studying. I was with my family, my wife. So we could go in together for the license and do it quickly. This gentleman says, "Sir, cannot go with her." So she's my wife together. I mean, if it's about the COVID, we're cool, we're good. The person was whatever victim looked like, you know, somebody who doesn't take care of his body, doesn't care of his education. He just want to be a guard to be able to say to somebody, you cannot do that. You ever met people like that? You know how we give birth to them? The first were a victim. We were merciful of the victim. And then they become a leader who going to cause normal human beings that try to do their job to kind of have a difficult time. Not every person needs to be a leader. Victim cannot be a leader, guys. Stop supporting whatever you see on the fake news, TV, radio, and start supporting it. We need to support people to be creative, not victim. Mr. Reiner, from my elementary school, has all the right to become a victim for what happened to his family, how they kill his children. And his wife and everybody. No. He said, they did wrong thing in Germany. They did wrong thing in Poland. They did wrong thing in Hungary. They did wrong thing in Russia and Ukraine. They did wrong thing in Turkey and Greece. Yes, they did. In Germany and Austria. They did. What am I going to do? Point a finger at them and wait for something to happen? I'm going to build myself up. That's a question for this month for you guys. Are you going to build yourself up, or are you going to point a finger who didn't help you to build it right? When I came to this country, my language was terrible. The English was coming from some music I used to listen to. That's as far as English I can do. I didn't know what's going on around me. I didn't understand the culture of the United States. I could feel bad for myself, right? That's victim. So Gemini is giving you the chance to choose never to point a finger at people and understand Eliyahu, I'm talking to myself, it's up to you if you want to make it right now or not. If you want to make money, it's up to you. It's not the weather, it's not the economy, it's not people have no job, or I don't have money, or I'm not simple. When you decide to be a leader, then you're not lazy. Then you don't say, I have to sleep at night. You have a goal, like Mr. Reiner has a goal. Mr. Brown was the manager of that school of the Holocaust survivor. He has a goal too. All of those people, Rabbi Israel, that's his name, Rabbi Naim, I mentioned all the teachers. How can I remember all my teachers from elementary school? Because they were not just teachers. They were walking example of people who take the leadership. When I see how people supporting the victimization mentality, people, whatever it is in Israel right now, or in Gaza, or in the Middle East, everybody feel bad. Oh, I feel bad for you. We don't have room to feel good for the achiever. When the last time you saw on TV, people say, well, we found the achiever of the money of this year. We found the achiever in diplomatic. We don't talk about it anymore. We only talk about injury if it's sport. We only talk about what went wrong if it's doctor. Everybody blaming everybody. That's what the news become. We no longer enjoy the Gemini energy. Tonight, for 30 days, you can make a change with your life if you take the leadership. If you become creative, not reactive. Because tonight, letter Zion. You know what letter Zion mean? The letter Zion mean weapon. The word Zion weapon, that's why the letter Zion look like a sword that you're holding. That's what the letter Zion mean. What is the other letter that control this month? That control the planet Mercury, the fastest planet. Resh. What is together? Resh v'Zayin. What do you get when you get Resh v'Zayin? Raz. You know what Raz means? Sod. Secret. And what is this month telling you? I have the secret for you to achieve a happy life. But one condition. You cannot blame. You cannot go to the victim.com, blame.com, and all this misery. When you have people who speak in misery to you, I tell you, well, they treat us bad. What are you going to do about it? Mr. Reiner didn't blame the Nazi for a bad life. He just put his act together and say, I'm going to educate kids. I'm going to do the best I can to make things better and better every day. And that's what he did. That's what he did. So when you see people blaming people for not having a good life, don't listen to them. Run away from those people. It's contagious. It's going to run into your bloodstream. And I know. When I have too many customers or client people who come for healing or student that start being victim, I'm scared. I right away do mikveh or take a shower or sage myself because I know it can affect me. And then I become like that. So you have to decide tonight, guys, what group you want to become. You want to become the group that everybody feel bad for you for what you're going through? Or you want to become the group that everybody clap there and say, good job. You have to make a decision. The universe is not going to support you. The universe right now support victim. The universe right now support miserable people. You need to understand that's how the universe operates. So for that reason, we're going to get our act together and only in this month. Remember, now, tonight, very powerful, tomorrow morning, and the entire 30 days, but especially next Sunday night when Shavuot is coming, that's when you're elevated to the highest level of success. Rabbi Isaac Luria said, Ikar, Ikar, you know what I mean? Ikar, the main thing of the success of a person depends on the night of Shavuot, meaning Saturday night, and Sunday morning when we read the Torah. The entire money, health depends on that night. And people take it like, oh, it's a nice tradition, some historical event. No! It's your chance. It's your chance to become somebody else. So don't tell me, some people call me and say, well, it's hard to stay awake all night. I don't think it's hard. I don't think it's stupid to go to sleep. If you know that that's the seed for the entire year of your life, why should I sleep? This is my opportunity. I want to become as God. I want to become the Gemini of God. I want to become the twin of God. I want to become as creative as God. So where do I get the power? This month. Which specific day of the month? Tonight. And Sunday night, which is Shavuot. Those is it. You get it there, you get it for the whole year. Think about it. Start to negotiate better. And I continue. It say, what is the new thing that you receive in this month? You receive a new mind, a new language, meaning talking, conversation, the ma'aseh. So what does that mean? Your entire soul has the possibility of change. I don't think there is a better deal than that. your entire soul can change because you can become twin of the creator or the opposite of the creator. If you're victim, you're exactly the opposite of the creator. Exactly the opposite of the creator. You know, there is a lot of people that love to hear story of people who suffer. There's people like that. They have ears for that. What if I tell you by listening to the victim, and I'm not talking about real victim. I'm talking about victim mentality people. It's a big difference. I'm not talking about victim of crime or victim of rape. I'm not talking about that. When I say victim, I mean like people who use victimization as a way to get your mercy on them, and then they win this way, which is terrible. They suck your energy. You give them words of wisdom so you look come across smart. And then both of you falling into the dark place. And that dark place, God is not there for you. For that reason, it's written in the Talmud. En arur medabek v'baruch. The verse say like this. The one who feel curse and victim, God was baruch. Baruch means blessed. Say to them, I cannot get closer to you until you feel blessed too. So if you want to bring God dwell on you, you have to feel blessed. You have to make a list of all the blessing. I'm sure that if you ask somebody from a place of victimization, if there is 10 good things in your life and they cannot find even one, don't listen to them. There's no point to help. There's a poor man in our neighborhood. He's a smart poor man. I gave him a blanket, I gave him a coat, I gave him food. And in the end, I said, it doesn't go anywhere. He's always miserable. He doesn't want to be not miserable. So I asked him if he want a job. Wash my car, do this, do that. There's many jobs. He told me no. I don't get it. I told him, you can make more money, actually. I don't know if he can make more money. Maybe I was wrong. But the person is getting more energy by being a victim. People take care of him. They take him for lunch. He's sleeping in the street. He enjoys that. So your vessel of receiving, and the reason I'm teaching it to you, not because you're a beggar. Obviously, if you're a beggar, you don't hear my lecture. I hope if you're a smart guy or smart girl there that know how to take those videos to the street, it's about time. But I'm sure if you're a victim, you're not going to share it more than 1.5 person. I mean, when the last time you share those videos with 150 people? Whoever going to do that, I have a prize for you. I have a gift for you. So please, challenge me. Share it with 150 people, then come back and tell me that. Words is words. Make sure you remember. But think about it for a second. When we start to help victimization, we become part of it. And when you become part of it, you destroy the world more than cancer, more than COVID, more than anything. And if you only know as the beggar, to receive energy by being miserable, that's how you're going to receive energy, just by being miserable. It's a sign, and you have to test yourself. You have to say, do I want to get energy by falling? Do I want to get energy by not doing well? Or I want to get energy by doing well? Ask yourself that question. That's how you know if you're already sick or not. And if you're sick in the disease of victimization, if you're sick in it, please call Debbie. Debbie is the best person. Being a true Gemini, and I want to wish her happy birthday as well, of course, but being a true Gemini, she can stand victimization. She is the most practical human being who can get you out of it. I don't know anybody who can get you out of victimization like her, not me. Because when I meet people with victimization mentality, I can get upset with you. But you want to get out of it. I promise you that. Call her. She will get you out of it in 5 minutes, if you're ready. If you're there to cry and tell a story, you're wasting your time with her. So, again, how do you want to get the energy in Gemini? By doing well or by doing terrible? That's the question. Now, I want to add another thing about Shavuot that I found there, that I like it very much. And it's a very important. What is the thing? Why do we call this holiday Atzeret? Atzeret means to stop. So he bring the book Kedushat HaLevi, who bring the Ramban with Nun. It say, "Im ta'iru ve'em toru ta'avat she'techpatz." If you wake up the love until somebody will want it. continued the explanation. It's from Shir HaShirim. It's from songs from King Solomon. Bitorer Adam Bira O Ba'ava. When a person wake up himself either by fear, awe, or love, Ishtadel La'asot Mitzvah Techef. When a person have an awakening, all of a sudden, of leadership, the person all his life has been victim. And he wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden he's no longer victim. He want to do things for others. He want to share. He want to help. I mean, think about it. The beggar in the street here would never share it. You remind me of my dog. My dog only come to me when I'm eating. People who said that dog love you unconditionally. I'm still working on it. I'm not there yet. I didn't see it yet. But I'm sure you guys see things I don't see. My dog usually doesn't call me when he eats his food. By the way, when I serve him his food, lunch, or breakfast, or dinner, my dog doesn't come to me and say, hey, Eliyahu, I'm eating. You want to join me? Never happened. When I eat, he actually come to me. After his dinner, he come to eat for my food too. It's a weird thing, right? That's how victim think. Like a dog. Like a dog, exactly. To take, to take. So what happened? If that victim who act like a dog, waking up, and all of a sudden he want to love, he want to share. Because remember, victim is not sharing. You guys missing it. You feel bad for that underdog and victim, but actually they're not going to share with you. They're always going to complain what's wrong with their life, and you will be the giver. Automatically you become the giver without even knowing you become the giver. That's how passive manipulation it is when you meet a victim. So it's like that. When a person is waking up with love and awe toward the Creator, where does that come from? It's not, you didn't wake it up if you have been a victim. So that means it came from the Creator as a gift. What do you need to do? Right away, either study Torah or give charity. Why? Because you know that gift came to you. It's not yours. You got to create a vessel for it. How do you create a vessel? By being proactive or by being creative. You have to be creative immediately, invent something of giving, and then the gift that you get to love the Creator automatically can be used in a perfect way. So it say like that. So that's why it say atzeret. What mean atzeret? Atzeret mean to stop. What do we try to stop? The giving of the Torah that happened on Mount Sinai this Saturday night, this Sunday morning, that energy that took a place, we want it to latzor, we want to hold it, so it will never leave. כאין הנחת איזה חבט בכלי שעל ידי צמצום הכלי שער בקיום, הנה מתן תורתו של ישראל אהבה רבה מאוד. So the Israelite had so much love to the Creator what the Torah was giving to them, but the love that they felt was a gift of the Creator to them, so they didn't create that love. So right away, they were start to receive different mitzvot of doing different things. So those mitzvot, those action of spirituality will be the vessel to all the energy that they receive on Mount Sinai. So when you feel good, my friend, about something, check. Maybe you didn't create this goodness that you feel. So do an act of sharing immediately. So what you feel will last for a longer time in the month of Gemini. A few more things and then I'll let you go. In a yadua, what happened Sunday night? What happened Monday morning? Why it's such an important thing to stay awake? What is it? People are busy because they're victim. Why do I have to stay awake? Why do I have to stay awake? Why don't you busy with what you're getting? What you're getting? The all negativity since Adam and Eve is being canceled. Without the golden calf in Mount Sinai, even death will not be exist. What does death represent? You want to know what that is? That means that the person gets to the ultimate victim mentality. He's dead. What means dead? He only receives energy because he's miserable. He's not going to receive energy for being good. He's not going to say, you know, it's like wife or husband making a dinner for his wife or husband. And a dinner is terrible. What is terrible? Nightmare dinner. Now, if the wife or the husband are leader, you can tell them, hey, listen, this is terrible dinner. But if they're victim, what can you say? Nice. Nice. You know that face? Manners, very nice. You become a good liar. We all become liar with when we meet victimization. Yeah, not bad. I mean, there's potato. Yeah, I see the potato. It's not even cooked. There's chicken leg. I see the chicken leg. It's almost running away from the pots. That's how bad it is. But we can't tell them. That's called people who already died. Mavet. Mavet, you know, the golden calf. What was the golden calf? Do you remember? What happened? It was a mixed multitude, meaning Erev Rav people. What did they say? Inei Aish Moshe. Where is this Moses that you guys promised us? Is delay. What a victim. Delay. What happened? You have a meeting somewhere? You're in the desert. What happened? You got a falafel? Or I order some pizza or fettuccine Alfredo? What's happening? You wait 6 hours more. Because you're a victim. You got to say, well, how much I suffer. How much I'm suffering. Moses didn't arrive. He's late. I have this Apple Watch. He's late. Aaron, unfortunately, showed love to that victimization. He did. And what happened? Golden calf, death. We could cancel death if we will be able to get together and say it's time to stop, listen to victimization. And it's time for us to take a leadership. If not for those victim group called the mixed multitude, Erev Rav, that they're still around us, all these people point finger, all the world will be spiritual. כמו שהיה קודם החטא, could not or. וכמו שיהיה לעתיד במרבנו, and with the help of all the people who want to join me to take a leadership over this world, like it's saying Daniel, והמשכילים יזהירו כזוהר הרקיע, and the wise one will shine like the Zohar of the sky. So all of it is in our hand, my friend. On Sunday night till Monday morning, these hours is what make change. I'm saying it and I'm saying to myself, how many people really will understand it, but I hope you will. Again, Gemini, I mean, whoever have Gemini, I mean, it's very, very lucky. One more thing and then I'll let you go. It's in the Zohar, Chelek Gimel, Amud Kuf Nun Bet, Dfus Yeshan. And it's saying the Akdamat Shar HaMitzvot from Rabbi Chaim Vital. Onesh, the punishment of whoever don't believe in the secret of the Torah, which is the Tikune Zohar, Kabbalah, Vesodotea, Vomer She'en Barak HaPshat. Some people don't believe in the secret of the Torah. Those are the victim. So if you find people who study Torah but without Kabbalah, those are the victim. And look what it says. הנה כתב הרב הגדול החידה, the חידה wrote this from דבש מדבר קדמות. בתורה יש דלת חלקי פרדס. The Torah can be explained in four levels. פשט, רמז, דרס וסוד. Simple, hint, story and Kabbalah. Whoever doesn't believe in the sod, whoever doesn't believe in the secret, הוא פרד. Is a separator. Is a separator. Or pered mean also mule. Mi she'eno ma'amin rak pshat. And a person who says there is only pshat of the Torah, no Kabbalah, no secret. Utipesh. Because pshat, the word pshat, pei shin tet, which means simple of the Torah, is the same letter is tipesh. Tipesh means dumb, stupid. Advan dadin. Tipesh kechalav liba, mayen sham. ויש לברר שזה התפארות התורה. ויצלו אמון. היינו מחזרים לנפש ומתפארת את עצמה התורה שמחוסה בלבושים בפשטי התורה. The Torah is talking to that person and say, stupid. What do you think? When you read me, you get me? I'm just the covering of what's really going on in the Torah. ויש שעשויים יום יום. Do you think that this is the Torah that God wrote and you fully understand it? Of course you need the wisdom of Kabbalah. Why am I sharing with you that in the month of Gemini? On the night of Shavuot, which is Sunday night, when the heaven is open, by the way, physically open, not spiritually, physically, whoever have a mystical eye can see it. It's happening usually after 1 a.m. till 4 a.m., the sky is open. You can look at the sky. It's actually a big blessing. When you look, all the light and the angel come down if you will be able to see it. And they start blessing you if you ask for it. But the question is what you're going to be asked to bless. What happened that night? The Torah was giving. The Torah was giving in four categories. That's what Rabbi Chaim Vital say. You have to study four categories of the Torah. You have to study the mitzvot, the pshat. You have to study the remez. You have to study gematriot. You have to study akol. That's what Shavuot is about. It's not just about cheesecake or some secret mikveh. No, no. It's the Torah was given. We have to sit together and study. We cannot just, okay, I'm coming Sunday night and I'm here to hear the Torah and then I'm going. You're not doing favor to anybody. It's for you. And if you don't believe it's for you, then I don't know what you believe. Maybe you believe you trust your dentist more than you trust the God. Maybe you trust your doctor more than you trust the light. Maybe you trust your broker more than you trust what God wants to give you. Please, I'm asking you. It's a chance for the world to change. After 9 years, there is an opening right now. I'm begging you. Change from victim to a leader. It's open. It's available. It's accessible. But it requires some hours to stay awake. What about if you need to work now? You sound like a victim. You need to work. Really? So go to work when you're tired. Like you're big and different. Whatever. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? So sleep all day Sunday and stay awake all night, Sunday night. And then Monday, if you got to go to work or you want to observe the whole Shavuot, will be better. Come on, guys. Make some sacrifice to become a better human being. Change from victim to a leader. Change from the one who blamed to the one who said, I tell you how we're going to change it. That's what's going on in the Middle East right now. Victim mentality, people get support by everybody. That's a mistake. Because when you start to support the victim, you're supporting chaos. Look for the leaders and see if the leader can take charge of making things better. I love you. Chodesh Tov, and I hope you heard me.